Hi, I'm Chris All from Intergen. In this session, we're going to talk about upgrading from Dynamics CRM 4 to Dynamics CRM 2011. We're going to go through and talk about some of the new upgrade features in CRM 2011, and I'm going to call out a number of times that it's really important you understand 64-bit is a requirement for working with CRM 2011. This is on both the CRM server and the database server. We're going to talk a bit about how you plan your upgrades and then how you go about executing those upgrades. There have been significant improvements for the upgrade process in going from 4 to 2011. However, you should still treat this as a fairly significant undertaking. You're still upgrading a major enterprise application, and therefore it does require significant planning, some test iterations before you decide to go through and do your production roll through. Some of the key things I wanted to call out here. First is there's been significant focus put into virtualization for CRM 2011. And indeed, I'll be calling out virtualization as one of my preferred approaches to doing CRM upgrades in a couple of minutes. From the monitoring side of things, there is a commitment to ship a CRM 2011 monitoring pack for System Center Operations Manager at or around the RTM delivery date. So, what do we need to actually run CRM 2011? First, we need a SQL Server. That SQL Server has to be running SQL Server 2008 SP1 or above, and it has to be running on a 64-bit box. Your CRM Server 2008 SP2 or above, or obviously R2, and again, it has to be 64-bit. So how can you get ready to upgrade now? How can you be really working to ensure that when we go RTM in the new year, it's new year 2011 for those of you who watch this later on, right, that you're ready to really rock? So you should be looking to upgrade your CRM servers early. If you're not already on SQL 2008 for your CRM, for instance, get it onto SQL Server 2008. Ideally, get it onto SQL Server 2008 on a 64-bit box. If you're going to do an in-place upgrade, that is, upgrade the application as it's running on existing hardware, then you're going to need to, again, make sure that existing hardware is 64-bit hardware. So migrate through to CRM 4 64-bit on Windows Server 2008. For the Outlook client, as long as you are on the latest version 4 Outlook client, that's going to have connectivity to CRM 2011. So you've then got a bunch more flexibility as to exactly when you upgrade to the latest Outlook client. Right, so again, I really want to call out this thing that we've got 64-bit requirements for both the SQL Server and the CRM Server. So let's talk about the planning process you need to go through in terms of planning out your upgrade. So the first thing is you're going to want to ensure that you have a healthy existing deployment. Right, that means that you've got all the latest updates and roll-ups installed. That means that you are only using supported customizations. You want to make sure that you have a disaster recovery rollback approach, right, so that you can, if you need to, go to backup or whatever you do for disaster recovery. You're going to need to, ideally on paper, validate your customizations. Are you using supported customizations? Are you using unsupported customizations? Are you still using the CRM version 3 endpoint, which is no longer supported? Right, so really go through and look at where have you extended out CRM and which of those may be unsupported. Right, and then really finalize your plan with a checklist of what are the things that I need to cover off and what questions do I need to answer as I go through and do some trial upgrades. Right? So we're going to go through and do some trial upgrades, and then ultimately after those trial upgrades, once we've ticked off all of those boxes, we're going to go through and do a production upgrade. We're going to need to do some post-upgrade validation and acceptance, and again, that should hopefully be fairly lightweight given that you've done it a number of times already in your trial upgrades, and then effectively flag off your upgrade as successful or choose to roll back. So in terms of upgrading, we need to be on version 4 before we upgrade. There is no direct upgrade path from version 3 to 2011. And for those of you folks who are on 1.2, obviously you've got a bunch of steps to get through in order to get to 2011. So if you're on 3, We suggest you do an upgrade to 4 first, potentially using a trial product key, and then you can upgrade from 4 through to 2011. So we have 3 upgrade paths that we'll expect you may want to take advantage of when you move from 4 to 2011. The particular one that you choose will depend on your individual circumstances. We're going to run through each of these in detail. A migration upgrade is where we spin up a completely new set of hardware and migrate either all at once or incrementally from our existing deployment through to a new deployment. We have what we call connect to existing. That is where we spin up a new CRM server, but we then connect that new CRM server back to an existing database server. Probably a good option if you have a large enterprise SQL deployment that's housing your current CRM V4 databases. And then we have an in-place upgrade where we literally upgrade the whole lot in place on a single server. Again, if you're very limited on resources, if you can't find or afford spare resource for that period of time, then the in-place upgrade actually allows you to upgrade right there on the hardware that's currently running your V4 instance. The thing, of course, to remember, and you're going to say this until I'm blue in the face, is that it needs to be 64-bit. Right? So if you want to do an in-place upgrade, the server on which you're doing the in-place upgrade needs to be a 64-bit server running 64-bit Windows. So what does the migration approach look like? So we are literally spinning up a totally new deployment on a totally new set of hardware. Right, so we're going to spin up a CRM 2011 deployment, new CRM server, new SQL server. Right, and then we're literally going to start copying orgs across, testing them and verifying them as we go. And then as each org is copied across, we can repoint our Outlook client at those new deployments. So we are running 2 completely separate systems, and we do need to run 2 completely independent SQL instances. So we need independent SQL Server named instances because we cannot have coexisting CRM 4 and CRM 2011 config DBs on the same SQL Server instance. So some key advantages for this. Right, for big deployments, we can do really well-managed migrations. Right, we can stagger them through. We can do it very much in an incremental fashion. You may, in a partner hosting type scenario, want to give the client an opportunity to try before they buy upgrade. Right? So you can do an upgrade for them, they can have a look at it, and then if they're happy, you can then take that off the migrated server and go and drop it on another server. You're able to utilize the new import and upgrade functionality. This allows us to import an existing CRM4 database and upgrade it directly on a CRM 2011 server. And of course, the great thing here is as we do that process, the per-tenant base language support means that we can now support importing multiple organizations, each of which has a different base language into a single CRM deployment. And for those of you who do multilingual CRM, this is really quite significant, right? Because in the past, we had to have separate deployments per language. All right, so really for many partner-hosted scenarios, there's probably a lot of consolidation opportunity here because I know a number of orgs that have to run multiple deployments to support a variety of languages. A few things to consider, you are obviously going to need additional hardware. You're going to have your existing production, you're going to have your new production, and you're probably going to want to have some trial and staging hardware in the middle. Do consider virtualization here. You are going to need to have separate SQL Server infrastructure. Again, that may potentially be virtualized, but you will at a minimum need 2 separate named instances of SQL Server because there's no coexistence of the V4 and V2011 config databases. And then in terms of the client, you know, literally it's just going to be a case of deciding when you want to upgrade by ensuring that you have the most up-to-date V4 client on your machines already because that is compatible with the CRM 2011 server. So the next is really sort of combined into a single diagram, but it's what we call in-place or connect to existing deployments. So an in-place upgrade is where we have an existing CRM4 deployment, including both CRM and SQL. And we basically do the upgrade right there on the existing CRM server. Again, has to be 64-bit. A connect to existing upgrade is where we choose to leave the existing SQL server in place. So if you already have SQL 2008, 64-bit, then it's possible to do an upgrade of just the CRM server and connect to the existing SQL server. Again, we have lots of flexibility around the Outlook client as long as we have the latest V4 release. So in this situation, we are actually upgrading both our configuration and organization databases. You therefore want to be careful that you have a rollback procedure here, folks. Right? You are going to need to run through this process multiple times to check that you've got everything right. Please do not just say, right, I'm going to get it right the first time. And my preferred approach for doing that is I like to do a P to V approach. So I like to go from physical to virtual and then use my virtual copy to do all of my testing. So basically what you'll do is you'll use physical to virtual tools to duplicate your existing physical environment into virtual machines. You'll then do some upgrade iterations. You'll try it a few times. You'll make sure you get it right. You make sure you do appropriate testing. And then eventually, you'll have a golden release, and you'll either do that golden approach back on the physical hardware, or you can do it on the virtual hardware and potentially either move to a fully virtual operation from there on, or go virtual back to physical. One of the great things about this approach is that we can use snapshots to basically provide us with a repeatable known state that we can go back to as we try each upgrade iteration. Some of the benefits of doing things in place, right? It is a pretty simple approach and we can have reasonably minimal disruption, caveated with the fact that we do need to do some trial migrations first. We obviously need to have the prerequisite hardware for CRM 2011. That may be a challenge for many organizations. Right? You may not be running your CRM V4 on 64-bit Windows Server 2008. Right? You may not have a 64-bit database server. Connect to existing, right? We have some benefits here in that we can take a copy of our V4 config database, right? We can then disable our V4 servers, set them to the side, try the upgrade, and again, if we fail, we have a rollback by restoring our config database and reconnecting those V4 servers. Obviously, some considerations here is we do need a separate new server for the V2011 CRM server. If you have an enterprise-quality SQL server running 64-bit SQL Server 2008, and that's currently the host for your SQL databases, and this is probably a pretty good option for you. So that's really upgrading the underlying CRM platform. Let's now move quickly and talk about actually upgrading our CRM applications from V4 applications. So when we upgrade the underlying platform, all of our customizations that we've made are going to come into our upgraded organization as unmanaged customizations in that default solution. Right? There aren't going to be any other managed solutions created during that upgrade process. So for the most part, your applications should just work. As long as you've used supported customizations, we should be able to take your work through fine, and even if you're going to need to rely on things like the 2007 web service endpoint, we've got backwards compatibility for that. In terms of an ISV type scenario where you may have a packaged application or packaged solution for resale, you're probably going to want to run through and actually have a look at where can you take advantage of some of the new 2011 features, effectively as low-hanging fruit, before you turn out your first managed solution package for deployment to customers. So that's looking at things like the JavaScript stuff. You know, dashboards have a pretty good mechanism for you to get some quick wins on the board for your first release of a CRM 2011 version. A key thing to note is that unmanaged and managed versions of your solution can't coexist on the same deployment. Right? So you've got a couple of options for the customizations that end up rolling through from your V4 through to V2011. You can either leave them as unmanaged, right? So literally, if you're an SI, if you're an enterprise type customer, there's probably not a lot of problem with leaving those as unmanaged. If you're an ISV, you are ultimately going to want to take up the solution packaging mechanism in CRM as your unit of deployment for your ISV offering. And so to do that, you're going to need to convert from unmanaged to managed. And that's pretty simple, right? Generate a managed version of your solution, deploy that managed version of your solution. But there are a couple of things to think about. The first is, how are you going to structure your solution? Right? Are you literally just going to bundle up all of the customizations that you had from V4 into a V2011 single solution, export it as managed, and install it? Or are you actually going to spend some time and effort for that first release cleaning things up and appropriately componentizing that solution? And then when it comes to deployment, you've got some things to think about as well. For new customers, it should be fairly easy, right? So for new customers, hand off your solution package, have them import that into their Dynamics CRM org. For existing customers, they've hopefully gone through that V4 to V2011 platform upgrade that we've spoken about. So they will have your customizations sitting in their default unmanaged solution. So we've got to do something with those folks, right? So when they come to import your new managed solution, it's going to detect the existence of those unmanaged bits. And it's going to allow the user to choose to convert from unmanaged to managed. This is really convenient, but it does come with one big gotcha. And that gotcha is that any customizations that the customer may have made are going to be overwritten. So while it's a conversion, the imported solution package, the customizations in that, are going to overwrite the existing customizations in the database. You just need to be aware of that.